Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
I
gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets. Well, you never know what you might find. Torn between two ways of living, the blind leading the blind. Now I got no reason, and I got no rhyme. And we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets. Well, you never know where the road will lead. The sun cut through like a blowtorch. I was running out of speed. Well, now I got the time, but I don't have the need. And we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, we gotta go tonight. Down these lonesome streets, yeah, we gotta go.
When it rains, it pours. I look out the front door. Can't see the sunlight. You ask your allergies why they're such a bother. You feel the melody, sing it if you wanna. You keep scratching your eyes and they keep itching. Either way, I'm in love with your red roses. You tried to dream away everything that happened. Found your frame of reference deep in your siesta habit. Came and woke you up at 7, you weren't trying to have it. Either way, I'm in love with your red roses. You found another planet when the feeling hit you. It hurt to understand that they don't see it with you. Send a postcard detail of a bigger picture. Either way, I'm in love with your red roses. It's okay to think about how you still think about him. It's okay to think about how you still think about her. It's okay to let them know they made you wonder wilder. Either way, I'm in love with your red roses. It's okay to look for truth even if you doubt it. It's okay to look alone every once in a while. It's okay to be alone with the truth for a while. Truth is, I'm in love with your red roses. Didn't take the easy route, even if you meant to. Whether or not we're fate or coincidental, I'll always be in love with you. You'll You'll ask your allergies why they're such a bother. You'll feel the melody, sing it if you wanna. You'll keep scratching your eyes and they'll keep itching. And I'll always be in love with you. I'll always be in love with you. I'll always be in love with you.
Good morning, Medford. I'm sorry for the delay. I got up this morning and tried to scrape the ice off my car, only to break my ice scrape. So sometimes things don't go as planned. That is your lesson for you at 7:14 a.m. on a Monday morning. This is Becca Levis, and you are listening to The Sound of My Voice on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, guys. It's really good to be here. So we're going to play some tunes, some of the stuff I was listening to for the past couple weeks. We'll talk about where I was, what I read, what I did, and set some goals together, some intentions together for the new year. So yeah, settle in. It's early in the morning. Next up, we have You Used To by Charlie Berg. Enjoy.
Heard on the radio, I think I want it taped back. It taped back what I said. I liked you better singing songs than you knew about. How come I never hear from you? When you need me, baby, you could call me again. But you ain't gotta lie to your friends. You could tell them that I'm your man.
Never wanted to do it. Now we're living in ruins. Took what we had and I blew it up. But you still say you're mine. Doing my best to win back your love. I may not deserve it. I swear that it's worth it. Doing my best to win back your trust. I know it's gonna take some time. Here I am on my knees, picking up all the pieces of what I did. But as long as you're mine, no, I promise that I will take what you can give. So today I'm living for the little victories. Anything to get us back to where we used to be. Cause tomorrow might be hell, and there's nobody, nobody else. So today I'm living for the little victories. Anything to get us back to where we used to be. Cause tomorrow might be hell, and there's nobody, nobody else. I'm living for the old. There's hope, but together I'll stay here forever. You might not be ready to share my bed, but you finally looked at me again. Here I am on my knees, picking up all the pieces of what I did. But as long as you're mine, no, I promise that I'll take what you can give.
Came up from the hood, you rockin' Gucci. Prada in that Dolce & Gabbana with the Louis. Now you fly. lying just over the waters like jacuzzis. Yeah, you loving like you living, I can slam this Lucy, baby. Pearls and rubies will never do. Gold around my neck like I'm too. Change diamonds all in my tooth, that's how we do. Cause every flower doesn't bloom. Securing the bag is ideal. And what I would do, what I would do to get to the Henny.
Henny in the Hamptons by Bren Joy. Hi guys, how's it going? I really think the only people listening right now are my parents, but that's okay because they can listen to my music and it'll make them smile and it makes me smile. So yeah, sorry it's been a little hiatus. I went home for winter break. I actually did not relax as much as I would have liked. It was a lot of stop and go, but I obviously listened to a lot of music and I read a lot of books. Quick list, if anyone still has some downtime before the semester starts, Educated, Tara Westover, incredible story about a woman from a survivalist family in, now I'm gonna forget where, I think the Midwest, who ends up taking herself to university and Harvard and Cambridge, and just a very interesting story about education and belief systems and how we construct family and family values. Becoming Michelle Obama, easy read, amazing. I was actually talking about this with someone last night. I think I understand Barack Obama more after reading Michelle Obama's book. So if you're just curious about that, definitely, even if you're like, ah, Michelle, she's fine, I don't really care as much about her story. Her story is so entwined with who Barack Obama is and understanding them as character foils and complements of each other. I would definitely recommend The Power by Naomi Alderman. I've gotten really into feminist dystopic fiction lately. And The Power explores, basically how power corrupts and how the idea of power being absolute set through this idea, it's set in basically our world, but imagines what would happen if one day all women develop the ability to generate an electric current, and how things like violence and authority operate irrespective of things like gender. And explores, you know, different power institutions, globalism, militarism. But it, I mean, it's a fictional novel. And weirdly, it has helped me put in context a lot of movements for power, like the Women's March, like Black Lives Matter. So from a sociological standpoint, it's fascinating. From simply like a pleasure standpoint, just enjoying reading and books, it's amazing. So definitely check it out. And then finally, I've been reading a book called Obama and Imperialism, written by Fidel Castro, about Obama's policies in Cuba. In case you haven't been checking social media, I went to Cuba. Sorry, I'm still posting pictures. It's really pretty. I'm not going to stop posting pictures. So get used to that for the next week or two. But I got this book when I was there. And it's just really interesting to hear someone else's perspective. So yeah, those are the four. Next up, we have a song by one of my favorite artists, LP. So enjoy that. That's Girls Gone Wild. And next, I'm curious to see if some of you classic rock lovers will get this reference, because this is a cover of one of my favorite songs of all time. So enjoy.
Why am I so soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't wanna end up like a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I just don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost parallel. I can call you Betty and Betty. When you call me, you can call me Earl. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I so short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and well, my nights are so long. Where is my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is a gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bad-faced girl. There were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. There were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long-lost parallel. I can call you Betty and Betty. When you call me, you can call me Earl. If you be my bodyguard, his first time around. He doesn't speak the language, he holds no currency. He is a foreign man surrounded by the sound, the sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scatterlings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture spinning in infinity. He says amen and hallelujah. He says amen and hallelujah. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost parallel. I can call you Betty and Betty. When you call me, you can call me Earl. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost parallel. I can call you Betty and Betty. When you call me, you can call me.
So that was Girls Gone Wild by LP, followed by Bodyguard by, it's the Hot Mobile Disco remix by Dylan. So to my parents and my grandparents, me, mom, pop up, maybe grandma and grandpa are also listening. Hopefully they are. Really, this is just like a Levis Weiss family love fest over here on WMFO radio on the sound of my voice. Bodyguard is a cover of You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, aka one of the most incredible songs ever. I'm a big fan of remixes of classic rock. That was just kind of what my parents raised me on growing up. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Paul Simon, and that kind of stuff. So it always brings me back, always makes me happy. That was your little quick explanation. Shout out to the grandparents. You guys are great. Keep listening.
I was reaching for some other love. Sorry for making things so tough. You were the only one that I could touch. The only one, the only one close enough. When the tears rolled down my face, you turned and walked away. And you held me, oh, you held me close. As tears rolled down my face, you turned and walked away. When he
was Trampoline, and I'm going to butcher the name of the artist, Shade. Oh, Shade, haha, that's clever, but it's spelled S-H-A-E-D. This is the annoying thing about being gone for 4 weeks, because I heard this song like a month and a half ago, but didn't have time to fit in the radio show, and then it appeared on the Apple commercial, and now everyone knows the song, so I no longer feel like such a trendsetter, but I promise I listened to Trampoline before it was cool. So this is about the time that we should be doing a PSA, but unfortunately I can't find the PSA I'm supposed to read, so in lieu of that, we're going to talk about some New Year's intentions for the new semester. So I have two, and I guess they're kind of PSAs for you all. I have one like theoretical abstract one and one more concrete goal-oriented one. So my more abstract one is to get better at comparing myself to other people. This is not a resolution. It's not a checkbox that I can say, oh, we've done this. It's more of an intention, a mindset to frame the next semester and the next year. To just focus on myself and what I'm doing that works for me and not for others. And I think, you know, going into my last semester of school, the future is a really scary thing. There's kind of no beaten path or as clear of a beaten path as there has been for the past, whatever, 21 years of my life. So I think remembering that I am my own person and I'm my own best friend and worst enemy is a mindset that I really want to have going into everything. And then my smaller intention is I really want to connect back to my Judaism. So I'm going to start going to Hillel more. I'm going to start connecting back to that community. I mean, I've always been really proud of my faith in terms of a value stance, but I think entering college, I took a break from community participation, and I'm really excited to get back into that. I'm doing a lot of Bible study for a research project that I can talk about another time, and it's kind of made me want to re-explore my own faith and like more the theoretical and theological aspects of Judaism. So I'm excited for that. So yeah, I guess that's your PSA. Think of some intentions you have for the new year. Think about the resources and support systems you have or don't have to help you get there. And if you don't have them, how can you get them? So yeah, think about that for the next couple of songs.
Different people have their different ways of living. I chose mine and it was unforgiving. Someone gave me guidance, there was something in it. I put it into practice and I tried. Subsidence, but I over.
want to try and figure this out. Throw my clothes in the air. You want to try and help me somehow. I know you care. I know you care. So you say you've learned to know your wrong from your right. And you open the air that I will see the truth in your lies. I know you care.
I know you care.
I know you care.
I know you care.
I don't know, I don't care. In the end, if I let you down, go with your heart and your head in the sea of sound. There's a million ways to play this all out. Life is vast like the ocean. We gotta find our way somehow. I know you care. I know you care.
Sound.
Hallelujah.
So that was Burning by Maggie Rogers. In terms of new music, Maggie Rogers, who sings Falling Water, Light On, she just released her new album, her full-length album, I think like 2 or 3 days ago. So that was Burning. I think it's the last song on the album. Really, really solid record. So if you want some new music to listen to, would definitely check her out. In case you haven't noticed, we've really moved into the more upbeat half of this program. It's now almost 8 o'clock. You guys can get out of bed now. Come on. Really quickly, as some of you know, I read while I do this. Sometimes I'm with Roxy or Rel, but when it's just me in the studio, I bring a magazine or a newspaper. And I'm reading the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Can you hear me like flip the pages? It's from like December, but I just never got around to reading it. And there's just a really beautiful paragraph that I wanted to read to all 16 of you. It's talking about Christine Blasey Ford's testimony and complicated acts of legacy. And so it goes, acts of heroism, after all, are not merely a means to an end. Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Hellis, who rushed into the Borderline Bar and Grill during a mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, was no less valiant because he was killed by friendly fire. The late Senator John McCain, who refused to use his father's connections to be released from a prison in Vietnam, was no less selfless because he was captured. Courage is not transactional. So I kind of wanted to leave you all with that as we end last semester, last year, and start this new one. Courage is not transactional. Acts of heroism are not merely a means to an end. So those are your last words of wisdom. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Becca Levis, and you're listening to The Sound of My Voice. It's almost 8 o'clock, but I think I'm going to squeeze in a couple songs left because I don't think I see anyone coming in. So don't tell anyone. Next up, we have Die for Your Love by LP. We've actually had 2 songs by LP. That's our limit. Another amazing record that came out over break. She's fabulous. Total ball buster. Yeah, definitely check it out. This has been the song I've been listening to basically all of break in pretty much every situation. It's very versatile, one size fits all kind of thing. And then next up after that, we'll have a surprise for those of you still listening. Another oldie, very oldie, but goodie. And every time I listen to it, it makes me smile. Thanks for listening. I'll see you back in 2 weeks. This is The Sound of My Voice.